This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm Chris Witz and it's a great welcome today. Good to have you with us for Morning Devotions. 17th of December 2003, there was a special event that took place in America. Did you know it was 100 years at that time since Orville and Wilbur Wright, we know them as the Wright brothers, had made their historic first flight? And so it was planned that today's modern aeronautical experts would try to duplicate the Wright brothers' flight. But guess what? It actually failed. So they used exactly the same materials as those used by the famous brothers. A group of pilots and engineers reconstructed the original flying machine and the plane. It was taken to a place called Kill Devil Hills on the outer bank of the North Carolina area, and they took it to the exact spot where the first aircraft had been launched 100 years ago. Everything had been planned, as you guess it would, but it wouldn't fly. And if the construction of the plane was the same, exactly the same, the question was asked, why didn't it get off the ground? And the answer was simple. It had to do with the wind. And back in 1903, on a very cold December night, the flight was accomplished against a 27-mile-per-hour wind. And this was a headwind that allowed the aircraft to travel almost the length of three football fields in 57 seconds. And in that reenactment on the December 17th, 2003, the wind was only blowing about 9 miles an hour, so there wasn't enough wind power, and this marvellous reconstructed 21st century craft could only get 6 inches off the ground for about 1 second. The problem, of course, the wind wasn't there to help. As I thought about that story, I think there's some great lessons here in life. Have you ever thanked God for the winds of adversity that have blown in your life? It might seem an odd thing to say, but the Bible actually gives us some experiences where what we call the winds of adversity have worked for people, actually not against them, but they've worked for people in the best way. So think of Moses. He was one of the greatest men of all time who was called by God to free the Israelites from their slavery. Now, this could never have happened had there not been those terrible years in bondage. His countrymen had lived in Egypt through generations of very cruel treatment. But here was Moses, who was the right man at the right time in history. Now, what about David? David, as a young man, he slew this giant Goliath. Certainly a remarkable act of courage. But we don't always remember that the Israeli army was actually gripped with great fear and terror. We're told Saul and the Israelites were just terrified of the Philistines and this giant, particularly Goliath. So they were preparing for battle when Goliath stepped out and shouted. Of course, they ran in fear and great panic, but not so for David. He killed Goliath when a stone struck him in the forehead. He was a young man, almost a boy, who stood up and was counted. He knew what adversity and worry and fear was about. So isn't it remarkable how God uses people when things go wrong? There can be casualties, but there's always hope. And I think we can also recall Paul, the Apostle Paul, writing from Rome when he was enchained, chained day and night. It looked very bad. He was imprisoned. It looked as though he may not survive. But he actually said to the church at Philippi, what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. And he said, because of these chains, most of my brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. You can see that in Philippians 1, 12 and 14. So Paul had the maturity to see beyond his present circumstance and see God overriding. So God still uses the hardships and the difficulties. So do you feel discouraged today? Have you found that circumstances cause you to be pessimistic, cause you to be discouraged or downhearted? Well, remember this, that you're not alone and you're not the first person to have had that, if you like, the winds of adversity blowing. God is there to help and he can, as you trust him, you can push on against the odds in your life and you will experience, I'm quite sure, the power of God more than you realize. Well, Father God, thank you today for the quiet moments. These are your moments when you're able to share with us your hopes and give us the direction, Lord, that we need. So, Lord, may these God moments be more real for us, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.